Morning, carrying on. Learning. There's a full shalom for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla. So Yanki is in the middle of the nus of the slichus, what do you say when? Just a general overview of slichus. From the Nitzah Gavriel. Yesadesh kesheyokum mea slichus sheilo zaman maspik lispeil v'gamla mea slichus. Person should arrange himself properly that when he gets up for slichus, should have enough time to daven and also to say slichus. This seems obvious, but he says, "V'lo sheyom aslichus karoy," not to say slichus slowly, properly. V'achkeh al yachtev hatfila, and then to chop away the davening because you haven't got enough time. You have to get to work. Lefish hatfila ikah. Tfila is the most important thing. It takes the place of the korban tomid, and that's much more important than slichus itself. Yesh lezoil ispalel tfila shachrit bezmano, but mi'as slichus one should daven shachris at the right time. It's doing slichus. The lahakdim shouldn't get up early. Lispalel shmona esra kodem bezmano. If you start slichus early and you start davening early, you shouldn't get to shmona esra earlier than the correct time. Kishemamsminim achar slichus, when one waits after slichus ad sheyagia zman tfila, until davening starts. One shouldn't engage in idle chatter. One should engage in Torah and Tefillah. And he brings in the note that the Skul and the Rebbe used to go around with a pushka between the end of Slichus and the beginning of Davening. Else that he used to give 112 prutas for tzedakah, which is the Rosh Hashanah of Ya'anenu V'yom Koreinu.
How much is that in English pound?
I don't know, sorry. It's, I think it's 50 rubles, I think. Now, given the Sanat Vyom Aleph de Slichas, the minig is to fast on the first day of Slichas. Then Yud Gimel Shon Rezocha, 13 years for a boy, Yud Beis Shon Mekeva, and 12 years for a girl. It says in the notes, Prima Godim says, I haven't heard that women do fast on the first day of Slichas. Maybe it's because we're much weaker than we used to be. But anyway, in any event, one should minimize delicacies on the first day slichas. But minig lisanes chatzia yom, the minig is to fast half the day. Umishu toshkach, somebody who's weak, yesh lochush, and we are worried, or he's worried, kashe yachmir b'ta nesim elu, if he is machmir in these fasts, yachlish kocho, he will become weak. Eilu lahachmir shouldn't be machmir. Somebody who, by fasting, will not be able to learn or do good deeds, should not fast. Of the rain in our generation, dur cholosh, a weak generation, yuchal lismuch al divrei rabbeinu ra'olam, rav hakodesh, rabbeinu elimelech, zuchus yogin alein, can rely on rabbeinu elimelech, who says, the shnei dapim gemora im harosh, if you learn two Daf of Gomorrah together with the Rosh, Nechshav Katan is considered to be a fast. Well, Siyam Sechta, at the end of the Sechta, V'vadai Mutalecho, but at the end of the Sechta, you definitely are allowed to eat. So he says there, if he brings from Rabbi Melech, it's two Daf of the Rosh is considered to be a fast. He brings in the notes that the Shulchan Melochim says, five Daf with Rashi, or two daf with Rashi and the Rosh are considered to be a fast. And he brings from the Nesiv Mitzvah Secho that two daf with the Rosh is better than a Tanis. And the Shefa Chaim says another thing, it's not two daf with the Rosh or five daf with Rashi, etc. It's two daf with Tosfos or five daf with Rashi. So you have with the Rosh. So just go through them again in case you want to know. It's either two daf with the Rosh, five daf with Rashi, two daf with Rashi and the Rosh, two daf with Tosfos, or five daf with the Rosh. So you have all the different variations there. So that's that. We'll go now on to a special section on the 25th of Elul, which is today. Shabbos Amotze Shabbos Lefinei Rosh Hashanah. Tov Lilmod Bekaf Hei BeElul, which is today. It's good to learn on the 25th of Elul. Yesterday. Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis ad Yom Echod, until the end of Vayivokei Yom Echod, Shabo Nivra Olam, because that's when the world was created. V'chein b'chol Yom ad Shabiyom Rosh Hashanah, and then every day until Rosh Hashanah, Yilmud Parshas B'yom HaShishi, should learn until the end of Vayivokei Yom HaShishi, Shabo Nivra Olam, that's when man was born. So this brings a kasha on Rosh Hashanah we say Hayom Haras Olam. That's the first of Elul, but it looks like the world was not created the first of Elul. It was first of Tishri, so it's 25th of Elul. So the answer is the whole purpose of the world is for people. Therefore, we say Hayom Haras Olam. The Yom will carry on tomorrow amidst Hashem. Started though the Torah way in Northwest London. Rabbi Shimshon Silken Shlita, Hashem Hu Holokim, it's 26th of Elul and the 29th of September. And this week's Torah has been sponsored by L'schus Refuah Shleima L'chol Choli Yisroel, L'schus Hashvim HaChalim HaMelchomo, Sheyachzu Levatem L'Shalom B'mheiro.
Amen. Where's the L'chaim? Where's the whiskey? Bavoid Rishoyim Rino. You know, when certain Russia was threatening the annihilation of Klal Yisrael was wiped out, we got Yom Tov, we got Purim out of it. Where's our Purim?
First they sleep,
first we're fasting. Doesn't look like people are fasting. Okay. Shem Baruchim. Everyone is familiar with the fact that Elul is an acronym, Rosh Tevis. One of the most famous Rosh Tevis for Elul is Ani Ledoidi V'doidi Li. Or Ishleri Ehu Matonus Levyoinim. So there's your Purim. But the child is, what kesher to Elul, to this time of year, Yimei Rachmim Baslichus. One would think that Elul Yom Neroim are days to be focusing on Teshuva, Benodim Lamokoim. Yom Neroim, after all, days of Yiro, Pachad. There are other times that, you know, we focus on the Ani L'doidi, the Doidi Li. Or the Matonus Levyoinim and the Mishloach Monus. But the emphasis is that it's not a big chiddush to look around to find that there is a very strong kesher between Ben Odom Lachavir and Ben Odom Lamokor, especially this time of year. It's not a chiddush to find that. In both directions, Pasuk states, Mo'al u'mo'al ba'Hashem b'chichish ba'misoi. If a person is mechachish ba'misoi, that's a me'ila ba'Hashem. And we know the halacha, as is Klipaskint in the Rambam, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Achirat says chaveroi. Like the pasuk says, "Kivayom azeh chaper alechem." Chudu lifnei Hashem titoru, lifnei Hashem, but not lifnei chaveroi. That the tahara that is afforded by the Yom of Yom Kippur only applies to Mrs. Menodim Lamokim. In fact, it's brought down some hold that even the Mrs. Menodim Lamokim are not neskaper on Yom Kippur. All the while, a person has a Ben Odom Lachavira outstanding issue. That's why when it comes to Ne'ila, Ma'necht al Me'oshek Yodenu, like this is the closing moment, we have to realize that we have to be in a clean state, Niki Chapaim Var Lebov, Minigat Ben Odom Lachavira, in order to gain a Kapor, Ben Odom Lamokim. The Shaykh is why? What's the Shaykh? Also, we started Slichas this morning, or late last night. Depending on your preference. Okay. It wasn't last night. It wasn't. It was not last night. I hope it was not last night. We did not say slichas in the night. But the Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Poyle, Nusach Litter, the Pizman begins with the words Ba'ashmoiras Haboike. Don't know whether you were paying attention to what you were actually saying. Haboike tends to mean morning in most instances in the Hebrew language. If you said last night, you said it at the time, it was already Boike. One hopes. Al Kolponim, we started saying Slichas, right? I'm right. Oh. And Slichas is all about the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes called Yud Gimel Midas of Rachmin. And that's taken from the Gemara. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over lifnei HaTeva. After the Chet HaEgel is over lifnei HaTeva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im Yasu Keseda HaZeh, then they will be forgiven. What was the Seder? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachim, Chanan. So there, it's mavur that it doesn't say im yoimru keseder azeh, It's not enough to say Hagam Slichas revolves around the Yidgamul Midas, and in fact that's the Ikah, and the Ikah is to say it together as well. Another point to point out: some people are still catching up the previous Slicha, and they missed the Hashem Hashem. The Ikah is the Hashem Hashem. Everything else is just a Hecha Timsa to get to Hashem Hashem, and that continues throughout the whole week of Slichas and the next week of Sesmei Tshuva, and all the way till Ne'ilah, till the end. I mean, through Kol Nidre also. But all the way through Ne'ilah, where it's just Hashem Hashem on a recurring basis, over and over and over, because that's the main thing. But the Lashon of the Gemara is, Yasu Kaseida Azeh, from where we learn that it's not just a matter of saying the words, it's a matter of Yasu. Mahu Rachu, Mafato Rachu, Mahu Chanu, Mafato Chanu, Mahu Erechabayim, Mafato Erechabayim. All of these middas, Rav Chesed, all of these middas, they need to be practiced. Because Baruch Hu says, Yasu, then there'll be a kapara. Again, the concept seems to be one of Chesed ben Odom Lachaveroi, togetherness, Achdus, and that is almost a precondition for the Kapara of this whole period of Slicha, Mechilin, Kapara. In Rambam state, in Hilchas Tainis, Zog Da'azoi, V'tova ze midarka atshubuhu, shebizman shetovoi tzoro v'itzako aleho, v'chas v'sholom v'tzoro comes to Klal Yisrael and they daven, V'yoriu, and they blow a shofar, right? In those days they blew shofar even if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah necessarily, a time of tzara. Yodu ha'koil shebiglal ma'aseim horoim hur alehem. Everyone will come to the realization that's because of their chatoim that this has happened. V'zishtei posuk, avin v'seichem hitu, etc. V'zehu sheyigrem lohem lohosir ha'tzara me'aleim. Avolim lo yitzaku. What if people don't daven? Below your riu, and they don't blow shofar, and they don't do tshuva. Elo yoimru dovazem imminigo ilam iralonu. They say, things happen. But tzoruzu nikre nikres. It was an accident. Hakadosh Baruch was trying to send them a message. So the Rambam says, it's famous Rambam, this Loshon, he says, harezu derech achzorius. V'garemz lehem lidovik b'maisei moroim. Why is he an achzor? He's a rosha, maybe. Person doesn't do tshuva, he's a rosha. Or he's not a yirei shamayim, if you want to use a slightly softer loshon. But the Rambam says, there's a tzora, and the olim are coming to do tshuva for the chatoim, or ma'aseim horoim, as he calls it. And they don't respond, and they don't blow shofar, and they don't daven, and they don't do tshuva. That person is an achzor. Normally an achzor means someone who's callous, who's cruel, who's unkind. Someone who's nasty to a fellow yid. So tzorch biur, what the whole role of this ani ledoidi vidoidi li, or even ish lereu matanas levyoinu momen od machavero yo atshiratzes chavero yo, is an achzor. The whole chelik of od machavero seems to cast a shadow over the entire merachim vaslichos, even for inyonim that have nothing to do with od machavero. So it's also ständig Gemara, the Gemara Menachos. That was the opening line from the pasuk, converted into a song. Yovu Yedid, Ben Yedid, VeYivne Yedid liYedid, VeChelku Shel Yedid, VeYiskapru Bo Yedidim. Yovu Yedid, 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 Yedid. Who are all these Yedidim? Zot the Gemara. Yovu Yedid, Zeh Shloim HaMelech. Shlomo Melech is called the Yedid Chsiv, Vayishlach, Biyodin Osan Anovi, Biikro Shmo Yedidyo. Shlomo Melech, one of Shlomo Melech's names was Yedidyo because he was a friend of Hashem. Ben Yedid, Ze Avrom, the Chsiv, Mol Yedidi Bebeisoi. Avrom Avinu is called the Yedid of Hashem. Vayivne Yedid, he'll build a Yedid. What's this Yedid? The Beis HaMikdosh. The Chsiv, Ma Yedidus, Mishkem Yesayach, Hashem Tzvokos, the Beis HaMikdosh is called the Yedid. Li Yedid, who's the Yedid? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tchsiv Oshiru No Li Yedid. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is called a friend of the Jewish people. Bechelko Shel Yedid, Ze Binyamin. Tchsiv Le Binyamin Omar. Another nigger. Yedid Hashem. Speak to the Dudi if you want a live rendition of all of this. Biskapru Bo Yedidim. Elu Yisrael. Tchsiv Nosati Yes Yedidus Nafshi Bechafo Yevel. Dosh date. When it's talking about the Achris Hayom and the rebuilding the Beis HaMikdosh and the perfect state of Klal Yisrael in this world, that the essence of it and the foundation of it is Yedidus. the Yedid will come, who's a Ben Yedid, and will build the Yedid, the Yedid, the Chelko Shel Yedid, and we are all called Yedidim. And is this Yedid, is this togetherness, friendship? Kedoras brought down the word Yedid is Yad Yad, hand in hand. A state of Sholem, a state of togetherness, a state of Achdus. This is what generates the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, obviously with Bias HaMashiach. So if we look in the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah, and we know the Rosh Hashanah is by Malchus, Achonis, and Shofres, but Be'ikah Malchus, and the whole essence of the day is Malchus, and the first Chedek of the Musaf is Malchus, and throughout all the Tfilis is about Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloich. And this is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty, it's the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship over the whole world. And Shacharis begins with a great declaration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech, Yoshev Al Kisei Meniso. All of that is referring to the future. Hagam Hashem is already Melech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Molech. And as it says in the Tefillah, Adon Olam Hashem Molech B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivro, which is a bit schwer. I'm not going to get into it now, maybe for another drasha. Hashem is Molech B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivro, because Baruch was king already before anything was created. How do you satisfy that with the idea that Rob Om Hadras Melech and Ein Melech B'loi Om? It's in the Gemara. Baal Koponim, we're referring to the future. A time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Melech Al Kol Ha'aret. For Hoy Hashem Le Melech Al Kol Ha'aret, that's only by Yom Ha'hu. One day. At the moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Moishel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a ruler, but he's not a Melech. He's not recognized as a Melech. One day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Melech al Kol Ha'aretz. Right now, he's only Melech al Yisrael, Melech Yisrael. That's why we say, V'yoyim HaKol Hashem, V'yoyim HaKol Hashem, Hashem HaBa'apay, Hashem Elikei Yisrael Melech, but now, Malchus HaBa'koil Moshalom. But that posuk in Zechariah says, V'yoyim HaHu Yiyeh, Boy Hashem Melech HaKadosh, Boyim Hu Yiyeh, Hashem Echod, Ushamoy Echod. Because Baruch Hu's name will be one. Because we know, because it states that as long as Amalek is in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is broken in half. As it says in the Apostle, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, Melchom Al Hashem B'Amalek Medor Dor, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, all the words are broken. Keis is Kisei, and Ka is half of Yud Kei Vav Kei, because Baruch Hu's name is broken. Because Baruch Hu's name is not Echod. It's not unified. It's not together, it's not one. But by Yom Ha'hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, then by Yom Ha'hu Yashem Echad Shema Echad, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is intrinsically linked with the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, so the Achdus of his name and the Achdus of his essence. By Yom Ha'hu Yashem Echad Shema Echad is what it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally one. And that is only achieved Al Yidei via Klal Yisrael, who we are called the Am HaMiyachadim Shemoi. As the Pasuk Taket begins. The Pasuk begins with the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So even while Hashem is only a Moishel Bagoyim, but Klal Yisrael represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Klal Yisrael represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. Klal Yisrael represent the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he's a Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz, and that he's not broken up. As the pasuk begins, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you look in Rashi, by the way, on that pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Rashi says, Shema Yisrael, listen, pay attention, understand, Klal Yisrael, Hashem, who is Elokeinu, who's only Melech on Klal Yisrael, one day Hashem Echad, he will be one over the whole world. Now those words, it's very telling. Those words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they come from Parshas Vayechi. Because Yaakov Avinu gathers all the Shvatim together, all of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu says, Hey, Osvu V'agidu Lechem, Mai Yikra Ba'achris Hayom. Yaakov is trying to prophesize and tell the Shvatim what's going to happen on that time that we're talking about, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Melech HaKol Ha'aretz, Ba'achris Hayom. And then, the next pasuk, we don't find the Yaakov tells him anything. So Rashi from the Gemara, that this is because Yaakov had a lapse of information. For some reason, all of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu was not able to tell the Shvatim what was going to happen in Barachas Yomim. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to tell. But Yaakov Avinu suspects that there's something wrong. Yaakov Avinu suspects that there's something wrong with the Shvatim, with his own sons. And he suspects that they're not together. He suspects that there's a pirud somewhere amongst the Shvatim. And for that reason, he wasn't able to reveal to them Ma'ikra Barachas Yomim, what's going to happen at the end of days. To which the Shvatim respond and say, don't worry, Daddy. Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael. And they mean Yaakov. Listen, Tati Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. At which point Yaakov Avinu was relaxed. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Yaakov Avinu was concerned that the Shevatim were not ba'achdus. That was his concern. And for that reason, he wasn't able to reveal to them the achdus. First of all, why, just because they're not together, should that be a reason for Yaakov Avinu not to have access to this Nevuah? Why should the Ruach HaKodesh depart from him just because the brothers standing around his bed were not necessarily Ba'achdus, also the Insatom of the Tzveta? What's one to do with the other? Number one. Number two, how did they calm Yaakov Avinu down? How did they assuage his fears? By saying, Daigenish Tata, Shema Yisrael, listen, Hashem Echad. So there's one Eibishter. Yeah, I know. Yaakov Avinu was doch the enikel of Avraham Avinu. You can imagine Yaakov sitting at his Zayda's Shabbos table. Avraham Avinu probably spoke about the concert of the one Hashem. He invented the concert of monotheism after all. So, what's the name of the Zayda? So you see, it must be the Maharal like this, not there, somewhere else, that Klal Yisrael's Achdus is a necessary prerequisite for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. In order for there to be Hashem Echad, Klal Yisrael need to be Echad. So, when Yaakov was concerned that the Shvatim were not Be'echad, this was a reason why he couldn't talk about a Bayoy Mahu Yi Hashem Echad. He couldn't talk about Achris Hayomim. When the Shvatim said, Daigenish Tata, it's okay, because we declare and proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, which is a revelation that we are Ba'achdus, then Yaakov Avinu said, okay, there must be a different reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to reveal Achris Hayomim. But you see inherent in that whole episode that it was the Achdus of Klal Yisrael that was necessary for the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shtendi Gemara and Brochus. The Pasuk, we just learned, the Pasuk says, as Hashem hermalta hayoim, v'Hashem hermircha hayoim. This is what we say after the vidui on Yom Kippur. Onu amecha v'ato ovinu, onu ma'amireinu v'ato ma'amirecha. What is ma'amireinu? So the Gemara, Omen Amo Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem asisuni chativa achas bo'olam. You have made me one unit in the world. V'ani e'ese eschem chativa achas bo'olam. I will make you one unit in the world. Atem asisuni chativa achas bo'olam sh'nei mashma Yisrael Hashem elekeinu Hashem echad. You have made me one chativa, one unit. As it says in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem elekeinu Hashem echad. V'ani e'ese eschem chativa achas, and I will make you one unit bo'olam sh'nei, as it says in the Pasuk, Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Interestingly, Gemara says Ki Yadua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Loshon is Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem Uvameh Bashoifa. That the shofar is what creates that melucha, creates that malchus. And that's why, Taka, when you get to that chelik ha-mutuf, we start to shofar, all of a sudden, ato negleso. One could be forgiven for wondering, one second, have I got the wrong machza? Like Shavuos. All of a sudden, it's Shavuos. Ato negleso v'anak v'edecho, v'atashmim hoid kelecho, I'm talking about Maimon HaSinai, Maimon HaGuru, Maimon HaSinai. V'kumtarai Maimon HaSinai, all of a sudden to Rosh Hashanah. Ah, there was a shofar. Many, many psukim later, there was a shofar sound of the Har Sinai. That's the holy soil, that's the Ato negleso, that's also Maimon HaSinai. Now the Pshat is name. Pshat is that Maimon HaSinai was the ultimate Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, which is about oil Malchus Shemayim, it's Malchus Shemayim. The biggest and most seminal event in history was a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim of all of Klal Yisrael, but it began with Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that there was an Achdus in Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael was one, and the oneness of Klal Yisrael facilitated and allowed for there to be in that moment a proper Malchus Shemayim, a Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shemayim. So already we can understand what this shaykhus is. You can understand that Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is not because somebody suddenly noticed, oh look at that, Rosh HaTev is El. Or Ish L'Reyum Atan Zlev Yoinim. And it's not that the halacha is actually Farsis Chaveroi that Yom Kippur can't happen. It doesn't. Yaakov Avinu and these Chazal are teaching us that there's no Hashem Echad, there's no Bayom Ahu, calls a man the Klal Yisrael and Befuzum Befoirot. When Klal Yisrael are broken apart, when Klal Yisrael are dispersed, and Klal Yisrael are not Goy Echad Ba'aretz, and they're not that Chativa Achas that Hashem is talking about, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also not a Chativa Achas. In order for there to be Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad, there has to be a Heosvu, a Hiskabtu, and the Achis HaYomim of Hashem Echad is dependent upon the Achdus in Klal Yisrael. When the Shvatim have to be able to say Hashem and Hashem Echad, we are all together with one Kavanah behind Hashem Echad. There's no Hashem Echad if there's no Goy Echad. But the Chorah goes a little bit deeper. Goes a little bit deeper. I like to suggest it goes a bit deeper. I don't know, but I think it goes a little bit deeper. Because Ki Yadua, when we say Hashem Echad, we don't just mean Hashem is one. We certainly don't just mean Hashem is one as opposed to two. Nisha Yichud of the Chovis Halvavas, to the extent we can understand the Shayichud, is Masbir, that Hashem Echad means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indivisible. Masbir, that Yichud Hashem means that there are no parts when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no left side and a right side. There's no dimensions. There's no yesterday and tomorrow. There's no separation of time. There's no separation in space. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kulay echad. It's stated in the Rambam. And it's very schwer because these things are beyond our comprehension. That's why many people don't even learn Shai Yichud. Some people say you shouldn't even learn Shai Yichud because beyond our reach, it's too much. But the problem with that is, and I don't really have a good answer, the problem is that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Shema, I know what that means. That means to listen, or means to receive, or means to accept. If it means Maharal, Shmir means always acceptance. It says in Berah Goyle, that's why the ear is shaped as a cup, to receive. The ear is the only organ that only receives. Everything else, even if it receives, it also puts out, also emits. The only thing that Shema, Kabbalah, Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim, like it says in the Siddur, before you say the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the person should be mechaber lekabel oil Malchus Shemayim. It's a Kabbalah. I know what that means. Yisrael, I know what that means. Hashem, so we have Shulchan Aruch, Adon HaKol, Hoviye, Elokeinu, Takif, Balachot, etc. Echad, what is Echad? To say the Echad means there's only one God and not two gods doesn't even begin to tell us what it really means. So we have a bit of a problem because it's very schwer to understand what Yichud Hashem is on the one hand. On the other hand, that's the Kavona to be Yotzu Krishma. That is the Kavona, the Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is one of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyos. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikri Emuna. Ani Ma'amin B'Emuna Shleimo Shavuos V'Chshmo Hu Yochid Ve'en Yichidus Kamoyu B'Shum Ponim. It's Yichud Hashem. But I don't understand Yichud Hashem. Okay. The answer is, I think, that we have to understand what we don't understand, which is that we cannot understand anything that's really Echad. Like the Rambam says, even the most simple item, a simple block of wood, is not Echad at all. It's made up of trillions of particles, number one. And number two, It can be divided forever, ad infinitum. Every single object can be divided forever. Just like you can multiply forever, there's infinity means you can go outwards forever, because whatever number you come to, just multiply it again. But you can also divide forever. Forever you can divide. Whatever you've got, just divide it again. So that's the world we live in. We live in a world where there's a yesterday, there's a now, there's a tomorrow. We live in a world where there's there and there's here. We live in a world where there's you and there's me. Oh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, there's none of that. It's all echad, it's all miyuchad. And in the Zohar state, Yisrael v'oraisu v'kudshu b'richu chadhu. So when the pasuk says ato echad v'shimcha, when we say in Hatfila at least, ato echad v'shimcha echad mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz, that means that the echad of Klal Yisrael is the same echad as the echad of Hashem. It's the same echad. It's the same total, utter indivisibility of Klal Yisrael. It's not pshat when we say we goy echad, we're all one nation. Every nation is only one nation. There's only one German nation. I mean, Bochum is only one. Yeah. Every nation has a goy echad ba'aretz. There's only one, even the Chinese, 1.6 billion of them, there's one Chinese. What's goy echad ba'aretz? That's the definition of a goy. A goy means they're a nation, they have a nationality. There's only one French nationality, there's only one Chinese nationality. The goy echad ba'aretz, that's not the pshat. Chatimu achas ba'olam, zog ve'ebish le'ras ha'gemara. Just like I am echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad, you are echad, mikam chid goy echad. My echad is your echad, and your echad is my echad. Dahainu, you are indivisible. It's not pshat that we all belong to one big family, one big nation. Every neshama of Klal Yisrael is the same neshama as every other neshama of Klal Yisrael. Das ne pshat echad. Makes sense, by the way, because the neshama is a chedek of Hashem himself. As you say, the post about the chasrei mat me'elakim. Like it says that every neshama is a chelik alo kamimal, that the neshama is a piece of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you have a piece of something that's completely indivisible? No, the vault is that every single neshama of Klal Yisrael is the same neshama as every other neshama of Klal Yisrael. It's the same neshama. It's not a part of the same neshama. It's not connected to Hashem. It doesn't belong. It is the same neshama. Das the vault. Just like Oiraisa, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, is chad. Kudsh Baruch Hu v'Oiraisa chad. Kudsh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Oiraisa chad. So that brings us to one more yichud. The final yichud is the yichud of the person himself. Stated in the Gemara, in Shabbos. Two lines from the same Gemara. Pasuk says, that a person should not prostrate himself, bow before a foreign god. What is this foreign god that's inside of a person? The Yetzer Hara is called an El Zor. And this is actually the same idea as Avodah Zorah. Because Zor means other. Zor means different. Zor means foreign. In fact, that's where the word Achzor, and Shlomo Volbe writes in Dar Shlomo, Achzor, I think this is not only the Korfit, but I've seen it in Shlomo Volbe, he says Achzor, the word there is Zor. A cruel person is someone who makes another person a Zor, makes him a foreigner, a stranger. You're a stranger. You're not Echad, you're not me. We're not one, you're somebody else. This is the Eil Zor, that's the Yetzer Hara. So the Gemara there says, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, say quickly, Tani Rabbi Shimon Elozo Oim Rabbi Shimon Chilfa by Igro, someone who tears his begodim, tears his clothes in his fury, or smashes kalim, smashes his dishes, whatever, and he spreads his money around in his fury, he throws his money around, such a person is an oved avodah zara. Why is it oved avodah zara? So if we medayek the Gemara, it's fascinating. We're talking about someone who's got a temper. We're talking about someone who's having a tantrum. But the Gemara could have said he's having a tantrum. Well, the Gemara could have said he stamps his feet or he screams his head off. But the Gemara is medayek. The Gemara says he's mekarea begodov. He rips open his clothes. He's meshaber his kelov. He smashes open his kelim. There's a kareya. There's a shavira. Or he's mefazer ma'osov. Or the money was in one place, it's gone all over the place. This is called zarus. This is called the opposite of echad. This is the opposite of achdus. He's fragmented. meaning that the person himself is fragmented. Because not only does a person need to be echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be miyachid shmoi, not only does a person need to be echad with every other member of Klal Yisrael, a person needs to be echad together with himself. Someone who behaves in this way, the pshat is that they themselves, within themselves, are not a chativa achas. And a person who's not a chativa achas with himself can't be a chativa achas with another person, and then he can't be part of an amnes miyachidim shemoi to achieve Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So I haven't seen this, but suggest a chiddush. And we have to wrap it up. But the bracha that we say before Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim every single morning is Avo Rabo. And Avo Rabo is about the Torah, and that's Oraisa Echad. And we're about to say Krishma, which is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Kodesh Bricha Echad. And we say we should learn Basmoda, we should learn with Havana, learn with the Lamedish of Lassel Lekayim. We doubt that our eyes should be illuminated through Torah. We doubt that we should be mitzvah secho. We yachid levavenu. We yachid levavenu la'av od yirash mecho. Yachid levavenu. It's called yichud ha'lev. What does that mean, yachid levavenu? That a person isn't here and there. That a person is not fragmented within themselves. That they have split loyalties. This is important, but that's also important. Das nicht wie Yachid Bavenu. Person who's a real Oyeves Hashem, person who's a real Yereshamayim, La'avad Yiro, is someone who's Yachid Bavenu. I have no rotzen other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen. My entire life and everything that's in it is Echod Miyuchud for rotzen Hashem. I exist for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. That's what we're davening for. In order to get to Eraisa Echod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echod, it has to be that the person himself is echad, is a yichud leiv. Lost the pshat. So if we are yachid avavenu, then we misachid with Klal Yisrael, we misachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no shaila that this year, a lot of people last year said, if we would have only known on the Rosh Hashanah, which is just a few weeks before what happened, the Rosh Hashanah would be completely different. Everything we would have done for would be completely different. Well, it's Rosh Hashanah again. I need half a second. It's Rosh Hashanah again. It's flown by, we're here again. I think everybody would agree that the levels of Achdus reached in Klal Yisrael this year have been unparalleled in recent times, if ever. And that means that even a Ben Torah, Yerushalayim, learning here, or Bnei Brak, wherever, felt a certain kinship and a certain achdus with some Yid, Loisenkopf, Fry, on a Moshav, no Sheikhus. And that's because it's Rabbi Azov Kodesh Baruch Hu Chatu. They're Yidden, they have a neshama. Same neshama. It's the same neshama. It's not even that we're part of the same family. It's not even that we're part of the same neshama. It's the same neshama. It doesn't matter if you fight. It's the same neshama, and that's what we're davening for. We're davening also kula maguda echos. Last is the son of Levi Shalom. It is the son of Zoycha. The Yisrael Noish Hashem Loshin Yochid. Mr. Shem Yugel and Yugal Sonu Chaverim Kol Yisrael Ksiva Chsim Ochel.
There's one following on. You got a rice upstairs.
I'm sure
and how tall a felt he needed to be taken in. Really?